Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records 1913-1914, page 231. Here is the extracted text from the image. English Avenue car was ahead of time as much as 4 minutes. On other days did not indicate that it was ahead of time on the day of the murder. 90. KKKK. Because of the following colloquy, which occurred during the trial and while the witness, John Ashley Jones, was on the stand during the cross-examination of Jones by the solicitor. Question. You never heard anybody down there say anything about Mr. Frank's practices and relations with the girls? Answer. Not in the pencil factory. Question. Not at all? You never did talk to any of these young girls, did you? Answer. No, I don't happen to know any of them. Question. Or any of the men? Answer. No. Question. You don't know what kind of practices Mr. Frank may have carried on down there in the pencil factory? Answer. No. Question. You don't know? You never heard anybody say that Mr. Frank would take girls in his lap in his office here? Answer. No. Here, objection was made by Mr. Arnold. The court. On cross-examination, he can ask if he has heard of certain things. Mr. Arnold. Up to April 28th? The court. Yes, sir, Mr. Dorsey. I am not for flushing or any such thing. I am going to bring the witnesses here. Question. You never heard of Frank going out there to Druid Hills and being caught, did you? Before April 28th? Answer. No, but our reporter. It was his business to find out. And if he had found it out, he certainly would not have issued such a policy. Question. How about 12 months ago, you never heard of Frank kissing a little girl over at Conley's house on their breast around there? Answer. No, I never heard such a thing.